listener production.
Well, Ham, this is our remembering project.
Yep, where a random day of the year is selected and we look up the run sheets from all our shows from across the years to find any we did on that day.
Over 20 years, that's about 2,500 shows and roughly 26,000 talk breaks. Today, we pick one. One talk break only and try to remember what happened based on what was written down on the run sheet from that day.
As always, we've got podcast Mike with us here for any technical stuff.
Hello.
Mike, what date was randomly chosen today?
It's the 12th of February.
Okay then, it's Haim's go. Here's Mike with the sponsorship stuff before we find out what year Haim will take us back to and see if we remember anything from that day.
This is Hamish and Andy's Remembering Project.
All right, 12th of February, fellas. A lot of shows across the years on 12th of Feb.
What day is Valentine's Day?
Ooh, shame on you, 14th.
Okay, I was going to say, I wondered whether you'd just have a lot of that type of themes.
Yeah, that was one of those ones that would just roll around each year.
Yep.
In the real world, recurring days like Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, they're a source of joy.
Yes.
In the radio world, the longer you're in the game, they're a source of despair.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God, not another year. We've got to think of some shit. Mother's Day.
Then you can eventually get to the point where you go, should we just do what we did 5 years ago? Because that worked.
Yeah, you only need five ideas and you can rotate them around.
Yeah.
So 12th of Feb, there were several years where we decided not to come back until, you know, halfway through the year.
Yes.
We'd like a lie-in for half the year for various reasons. But if we were on, if you're on, you're on. You have to be back by February. So 2005, 8, 9, 10, 13, 14, 16, quite a lot of shows across the years.
That's good. Some good things to pick from.
I'm going to play, this is not what I'm going to reminisce about, but can I play a short game with you, which I hope is not too boring for anyone, but A Current Affair is still on.
Yes.
Channel 7's version was called Today Tonight.
Yes.
That's not on anymore, is it? I don't watch a lot of TV. No, that's not on anymore.
They have replaced that slot with Home and Away.
Yeah, right. Or just longer news or whatever.
Yeah.
So back in the day, Today Tonight was a pretty big show.
Huge. Naomi Robson.
Yes.
Was the...
Here's my game for you. Okay. Name, because in 2007, we had the host of Today Tonight on.
Yeah.
Andy Lee, name some hosts of Today Tonight.
So it wasn't Naomi Robson.
Wasn't Robbo.
She was
on for a long time.
She was on Today Tonight. Who took over from Naomi Robson? Female?
Yep.
Mikey,
you don't have to Google everything.
Oh, sorry. I was already typing it up.
I was going to let you play, but you would have been a very small boy.
Yeah, I remember the show.
2007?
Yeah.
How old were you then?
Mel Doyle?
12, 13.
Mel Doyle, I don't think she ever did it.
She didn't do it?
I'm going to put you out of your misery because, like I predicted, it's not a hugely fun game.
Yeah.
Anna Corrin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I saw that pop up. I was like, gee, that's someone I haven't thought of in a while.
Well,
that'd
yes.
be a hat, an absolute hat winner on the regular show. She was on from Today Tonight.
Anna Corrin. Mm. Yeah, she moved overseas, I believe, to do reporting for one of the big...
Like a CNN gig.
Yeah, CNN gig or something.
Mike's on it.
Mike.
Are you on this or
Anna Corrin?
Are you doing other things?
I got her here, yeah. Anna Corrin.
Yeah.
She, what do we got? Today, tonight, she's CNN Hong Kong.
How's that?
So, I was, yeah.
Well done.
I couldn't picture at the time, but then I got her backstory.
All right. In 2008 and 2009,
yeah.
We had a couple of things on that again. Going back through these run sheets, you realize like a lot of people pop up. And you're like, gee, we had that person on a lot. Mm. Stephen Bradbury, we had on the show quite a bit from time to time on the phone.
Really?
There was a story online in 2008. There was a story online that he took his gold. There was like a trash mag story that he took his gold medal on a date.
Great so, move.
Yeah, and so then we had him on the line and he was denying it.
Okay.
That's great radio. So in 2008, we had Stephen Bradbury on apparently to set the record straight.
Yes.
He's not going on it. I'll go on the date with Australia's first ever Winter Olympic gold medal. 2009, Jamie Dury.
He was on a bit.
God, he was on a lot. He had no right to be on as much as he was.
No.
He was just always available.
Yes. He was doing Backyard Blitz, I think, for Channel 9, and he was an ex-manpower stripper for people who don't know who Jamie Dury is.
Yeah, and he was the original host of The Block.
Really?
Yeah, first few seasons he hosted The Block. That was his.
He must sit at home watching that. going,
I should not have taken that year off.
I could have done.
Never get sick.
20 years. And a gold Logie, probably, because if you just round long enough.
Just for endurance.
Yeah.
Just you get it for endurance.
John Wood, Ray Ma, just endurance.
Just endurance athletes. Jury called in, for some reason, we were proposing our tall ship adventure in 2009. Mm. For some reason, he was on the show to give it his blessing.
Get a short person's view of a tall ship. I don't know.
Hey, Jamie, what if we took a regular ship? How would it look to you? That would look tall. Then it's a tall ship. So he was on, and he also was on, I noticed, I don't know if it was the next, that it was the same time, but then the next year he pops up again.
Teaching me how to strip?
No. Mm. To again respond to a trash mag report, right? So February 12th was just the time of the year where we would get people on to set the record straight. He was responding to a trash mag report that he'd shown a girl a video of him in Manpower on a date, right? So he'd come again. So it was another set the record straight. Yeah. 2010, Andrew, we also did the Coles wedding. We did a wedding in a Coles supermarket. Mark, do you remember that fondly?
I don't, actually.
I enjoyed that show. It was obviously link was they're going to walk down an aisle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, was it sponsored?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Mike. And that's a good question, because I was just reading this going, geez. These days, I think the relationship is about right. You give a nod to the sponsor.
Yes.
This was a full body oil forehands massage. Yes. This was a hell of a lot more than a nod to Coles. We were like, people were drinking ginger beers in one aisle because we couldn't have real beers. The rings, the wedding rings were like fruit rings.
All right.
Everything was like supermarket themed. At 5 o'clock, chickens went half price and everyone the whole thing existed in there.
They won money though. I think they got married in the Coles, but I think that they won money, this couple.
For agreeing to do it
Agreeing to do it. And they were a great couple.
They had a great time.
Yeah.
We all actually had so much fun doing that show. Anyway, here's what I wanted to look at. In 2013, we were doing the Business Brunch.
Yep.
Business Brunch was a show that only existed for 6 months.
Really?
Yeah, Business Brunch. And then it turned into Happy Hour for a year.
That's some of my fondest memories from the Business Brunch.
That's why I want to look back at this. It's not a particularly outrageous day, but I was like, we only did it for such a short amount of time.
Yes.
That I'd love to look back, fondly to the Business Brunch, because we had some amazing stuff going on in the Business Brunch, and we'd do it themed.
Well, I think what was fascinating for me about the Business Brunch is it was the start of us working out how to include people on the show when we weren't live.
Yeah.
Because the Business Brunch, we were never live.
No, we would record a few and they would play out where no one really listened on radio. It was like 10 in the morning.
Yeah. I think there was 10 to 11 in the morning, and obviously everyone's at work.
So it was really a podcast that was just played on radio.
But we learned how to do the pod through working on the Business Brunch, I'd
say. So the topic this day was crazy dads.
Yep.
And like every show had a specific topic, like donuts or like childhood gangs, like crazy dads was this day. So I'm honestly just playing this break because I'm like, I don't really remember it. Mm-hmm. I just have a fondness for the Business Brunch.
Yep.
And
Fast Biz was always at the top. I think it came about from one of the producers going, guys, we need to get some energy. We're like, okay.
Yeah, tell you what people love, listicles. That's true. Yeah, we did do Fast Biz. Mm. And no one at the radio station liked the Business
Brunch
naming.
No, they did not want us to call Business Brunch.
They were like, it doesn't make any sense. And they had a good point.
Yeah.
We were like, I don't know, it just seemed like a funny thing to call it in the meeting, and it stuck.
Yes.
But you're right. We don't obviously talk about business, but it is on at brunch time. Anyway, before we get to our fantastic Business Brunch stuff, Mike has some business of his own to do.
Yeah, that's
Mike?
Right.
Yes.
Thanks, Mike.
Love it, Mike.
This is from 2013, Crazy Dads from the Business Brunch.
The 12th of February, 2013.
Hamish Nandy's Business Brunch, Fast Biz.
Fast Biz, Ando. Fast Biz, one of the key ingredients on Business Brunch is if you're going to thoroughly discuss a topic, you have to do Fast Biz. Never before has Fast Biz been as necessary as today, because we've been flooded with correspondence from very alert listeners, company men and women, flooding the Business Lunch with their stories of crazy dads. Quick one here from ZB, Ando. My father is a madman. That
qualifies?
She is from Montreal. Okay. So we've got an international crazy dad here. Yeah. He often, when we were younger and more portable, would pretend to throw us in rivers and over bridges.
What do you mean?
A la Michael Jackson dangling blanket over the balcony. He did this concert every time they went out.
Who's he doing it for?
To the kids. Just to spook him.
To spook them.
Yeah, I don't think it seems like they're in a remote area.
Okay.
Because he said when the ground was covered with ice in the winter, he would find empty parking lots. So they'd be on the way to things and he'd detour to empty parking lots and make our Flintstones-like van do 360s repeatedly on the way to things.
Okay, good. Fast Biz company lady Nat Simmonsham. She said her dad, again, used to like taunting her and her little sister on this a daily basis.
This is just dads, isn't it? Lose the crazy.
The best example she leaves, because this is Fast Biz, she has numerous, but when we'd walk through local markets, he'd always grab my hand, hold it up and yell, "Thief, thief, I've got her. Don't worry, she won't get away with it."
Great, thanks, Dad. Just trying to make friends. Cheers, Dad. Thanks a lot. Here's a great one from Evan, company man Evan.
Yeah.
Except my dad, when dad has a conference call from work, there are always around 10 to 12 people all in different places on the phone conferencing into each other. Dad likes to rip farts into the phone because everyone can hear them, but no one's able to work out who did it. So after a moment of uncomfortable silence, they all just move on. He does this around once a week. Good day at work, honey. It was a terrific day at work. Yeah. And a massive one. That is exactly the kind of crazy dad we're looking for. Now, we wouldn't even be looking for crazy dads if it wasn't for a very alert company man last week. People might have listened to the show. We did a show on the Hadron Collider. Mm. Now, it didn't...
A science experiment that's in France.
Yeah, the big donut underground when they smash little things into each other. No, it wasn't everyone's cup of tea.
No.
I think that's safe to say, but you're going to get some of those on Business Brunch. We make no apologies. One young man was Alex. He said, "Look, didn't really like this as a topic." Emailed in to say, "Don't really like this as a topic. Why don't you do crazy dads?"
Yeah, well done.
We chatted to him last week. He said he had a story, but then this is what he said last week.
Is your dad crazy, Alex? I mean, did you have
kick
that
us
story?
Off with a crazy dad story, Alex?
I'll have a story for you guys.
Oh, okay, good.
I won't talk about it now, but Tuesday I'll have a story.
No, Alex, you are fast
becoming the poster boy for doing what he wants and sticking to his own agenda. We have been waiting right on a week, about a week, for Alex to come clean with his crazy dad story.
The tone is set. Alex, are you there?
Morning, boys. How are you going?
Oh, really? Top good. Of the morning, mate. God, we're excited for your crazy dad story. And well done on a terrific topic selection, because it's got everyone fired up around here. Never before have we seen so much correspondence.
Oh, look, I'm glad to hear that. I try and help out where I can.
No, you really don't.
What is the story, my friend?
So when my brothers and I were a bit younger, my dad thought it would be good to sort of threaten to confiscate things as a way of getting his way.
Mm-hmm.
So this sort of came to a head when we got a PS3 and he realized that we actually quite liked playing with it.
Mm, big time.
So after a pretty bad school incident, he decided to follow through when he threatened to actually confiscate the PS3 for a couple of weeks. It turns out that he didn't actually know what a PS3 was, so he took the DVD player.
Great. That'll show him.
And you can play DVDs off a PS3.
You certainly can.
So we left a couple of games and a controller on the DVD player, so naturally thought that
this will do. Jeez, this looks a lot like a couch, but I guess if it's got a controller on it, that's a PS3. Yep. So how long was it confiscated for?
Well, he took it for about a week, and because it was the first sort of threat he actually followed through on, he started sort of sledging us and taunting us. we realized pretty quickly he didn't know what it was, so we kept our mouths shut.
Yeah.
And when he went back to work, we sort of played it.
great. What you need to invest in, Al, is a black shoebox with some licorice all sorts stuck to the front.
Yeah.
The PS4. Yeah. Oh, don't take our PS4, Dad.
Thank you so much, mate. Same as the Business Brunch.
Oh, gee, you were spot on with Fast Biz. I'd completely forgotten about Fast Biz.
Yes, and it works. That was fun.
Jeez, did we put that in an early grave?
I think we
really zipped through Fast Biz, don't you?
Yeah, I think that's, anyway, worth reminiscing
bring
about.
Bring back Fast Biz. Yeah, that's it. When I realized in the run sheets, 6 months that show was on.
Incredible. Four. If you, well, I mean, people can. Every show I've ever done is at Apple Podcasts. True. It's a subscription base, but you could go back.
Well, I would say that that was that the Business Brunch years, that 2013, that's one of the golden veins that you want to mine. Because as you heard, I mean, not everyone loved the Hadron Collider. But that's where we found out. That was really our testing ground. What do people like? Crazy dads, as it turns out.
Great remembering.